This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Michelle Norris. The story of a missing British girl has captured headlines in Europe this summer. She disappeared while her family was vacationing on the southern coast of Portugal in a region called the Algarve. Interest in the fate of 4-year-old Madeleine McCann has been compared with interest in Princess Diana. Some are asking why the case is getting so much attention. Jerome Sokolowski reports from Praia da Luz.
This could be any beach in southern Europe. A pickup volleyball game is underway. Children dig in the sand, and small white fishing boats ride at anchor just off the shore. It's as though nothing sinister happened here in this picture postcard Algarve village. But Praia da Luz, which means the shore of light, has become synonymous around Europe with the bright-eyed little girl that went missing here. On May 3rd, Madeleine McCann was sleeping in her room with her 2-year-old twin siblings. Their parents were out dining at a nearby restaurant. When they returned, she was gone. What happened next has surprised almost everyone. Posters of Madeleine have been plastered around Europe. Email chains plead for information on her whereabouts, and hundreds of videos have been posted on YouTube.
If you have seen this little girl, please, could you go to your local authorities or police and give any information that you have, any genuine information that you have?
Soccer star David Beckham posted this appeal. He's been joined by Harry Potter author J.K. Rowling and other celebrities in a campaign that has raised around $2 million for the effort to find Madeleine. Her parents, Kate and Jerry McCann, have stayed on in Praia da Luz and devoted themselves to keeping their daughter's case in the spotlight. They've given countless interviews and started a Find Madeleine website. Many Europeans are baffled as to why this case has gotten so much attention. One reason may be that it's so easy to have an opinion.
Basically, there's no excuse for leaving your children at home unattended when the Portuguese people in the restaurants are so friendly.
Tim Parrish has been bringing his family to Praia da Luz for years. His 5-year-old daughter, with freckles and flowing red hair, clings to his side.
I can understand if they're back in England, because it's not looked upon in the same way when you come out with children at night. But over here, the Portuguese are so friendly, and they all bring their children out till 10, 11 o'clock at night anyway.
Many Portuguese are a little resentful of all the attention. Rui Gonçalves is especially critical of Portuguese authorities.
Not in Portugal.
We in Portugal have had a lot of similar cases, but our police haven't made any effort to find them, he says. This case, Madeleine's case, involves so many people, the British police and the Portuguese police, and I'm sorry to say they haven't done the same for the Portuguese children. Here in Praia da Luz, some people, Portuguese and British, just want life to go back to the way it was. At Kelly's Bar in town, an angry proprietor refuses to let a reporter ask his customers about their views on the disappearance.
If you're on holiday, you wouldn't have to be pestered, would you? So give people a bit of respect, yeah?
No, I'm just asking a question.
Tourism is down in Praia da Luz, but the media vans with the satellite dishes are still lined up at the Ocean Club Resort where the crime occurred. Inês Pereira is the Algarve correspondent for Portuguese TVI television. She's been here since day one.
People don't feel very, a little bit upset because we are so many journalists here. Portuguese, Spanish, British, Germany, everybody, French, everybody's here. Radios, television, newspapers, so many people. They get tired, but at the same time, they understand that we have to do our job.
The disappearance of Madeleine McCann has spawned the biggest missing child campaign ever seen in Europe. Until now, public concern over missing children usually stopped at the nation's borders. But Europe's borders have been wide open for years now, and it was probably inevitable that one day such a case would come along. For NPR News, I'm Jerome Sokolowski in Praia da Luz, Portugal.